Hey, podcast listeners, it's Michael Shelley. Special show today because live guest, the Cactus Blossoms, stopped by. They're from Minneapolis, two brothers. Well, you'll hear all about them. I saw them open for Nick Lowe during his Christmas tour, and really, they just blew my mind. And today, they just blew my mind again. Special thanks to Glenn Luttman, who engineered the show today. Two sweet, nice guys, great singers. They really were fantastic. It was just great to sit there and watch them. That's one of the best things about doing a show. I hope this recording, conveys how good they are, because I just think they're great. Their new single's fantastic, and it's two tracks from their upcoming album, which hopefully will be out by the end of the year, so really looking forward to that. Amy Rigby's coming up on the show. I've got next week off, but the Encore podcast will be something special, I promise you. So tune in, and I will see you back in a week or so. Thanks so much. Here are the Cactus Blossoms. There's a great Joe Carson on the mighty WFMU. I think we're just about ready now for the Cactus Blossoms. And, Glenn was just saying, just looking forward to it. There's a lot of people really been looking forward to this. So welcome Jack and Paige, the Cactus Blossoms, to WFMU. Good morning. How are you guys?
Good morning, Mike. Or is it afternoon?
You're right. It is afternoon. It's your musicians, though. You're allowed to.
It's still morning.
You're allowed to be morning people. Why don't you just strum a little, just so we make sure we've got everything groovy and the levels right.
Out in Radio Land.
I hope so. I'm gonna turn you up a little bit here. Can you give me more output there, Glenn?
Can you guys get a little?
Oh.
All right. Yeah, turned on. We're ripping off mic stands.
There you go. Wrecking the joint. You guys are in town for the Folk Festival, Brooklyn Folk Festival tonight, which is over at St. Anne's Church, and you were telling me about it. Seems like a bunch of folks on the bill. It's a long way to come, but you've been in New York a bunch of times. Do you like it here? It's pretty different from Minneapolis.
We love it here. Every time we've come, it's been a lot of fun. The Folk Festival is really cool that's happening. We know a lot of people from around the country that are playing at it, and it's a great time.
You've got this new record out, which I think is fantastic. Now, I saw you guys opening for Nick Lowe, and Ian McLaughlin was supposed to open those shows, and he passed away, and you guys got on the bill, and a lot of people got turned on to you on that tour, and it was, a lot of people had the same reaction I did, which was just like, oh, what is this? This is so good. Because, if you go see a lot of bands, sometimes the opening band is like a favor to the record label, or it's mm-hmm. not always... I love a great opening band because it gets me in the mood for whatever the show is going to be. But you guys were just a great surprise. And I was thinking so many things about music that people take away from a show, but harmony is one thing that like everybody likes, I think. It's one of those hard things. It's really hard not to react positively when you hear harmony done well and done right. And obviously that's your guys' bag.
That's why we do it.
Just tell me about that Nick Lowe tour. Was it a ride? It was sort of during Christmas time, and it was a big deal.
Yeah, we were here right before Christmas, right?
The
21st.
Well, Nick
something.
Had his Christmas record going then.
Yeah. It was a blast. It was really cool. I mean, what you're talking about, I guess, is really just being a good pairing of music together side by side. And it was really fun for us to see Nick play every night and... getting into his music. I didn't know all of his music, but it was a lot of fun.
Yeah,
really great shows.
Yeah, and audience seemed to eat you up, like I said. So one of the things as I've watched a lot of your YouTube clips, and you guys seem to do a lot of radio shows, a lot of appearances, there's a lot of video of you playing live, and some of the stuff there's like it's a little more of an old timey sound, and your first album I think is a little more of that, and some of the stuff is a little more of like has sort of just a straight up country sound, and some of it is a little more like this record I think is a little more poppy, like in that sort of like classic pop.
Yeah, we're going pop.
Yeah,
we're going
yeah.
pop.
It's a little more like clean Patsy Cline-ish kind of thing.
Yeah,
the newer stuff.
It's
just
a little
just because of the band we've been playing. The musicians we've been playing with, and we kind of realized that a lot of our original songs are more well suited for that kind of band. Sometimes, whereas the first record we did, we were playing regular gigs and doing a lot of Western swing songs and things like that because we had to play for three hours. And so, anyway,
Yeah.
We had that sort of steel guitar and fiddle sound all the time, and now we've been playing as a duo some, and we still play with fiddle and steel guitar, too.
Well, I mean, you guys, I mean, I assume you're both in your 20s, is that right?
Close? I am. I'm
in my mid-30s.
You guys, so it sounds like you're still kind of figuring out what your sound is a little bit, and it sounds, for me, you hit the nail on the head here. I mean, I sort of like everything. You've got a live album, you've got an album of songs that mixes some originals and some covers and stuff, and for me, like, this is like a little bit of a revelation. I mean, this is like, I love both sides, but to me, Stop Like Kisses is a number one hit. I mean, this is the nail on the head right here, is a bullseye. Like,
thanks, man.
And Glenn and I were talking about this later. A lot of folks who approach, you know, traditional forms of music, forms that folks are sort of comfortable with, they get the clothes or they get the attitude or something, but they don't write the good songs or they can't sing. You know, without
they're missing the naivety.
the foolish naivety.
That's, you know, required to be honest, yeah.
Without the great songs and the great singing, you have nothing, you know, and you guys have both, which is great. But you do mix originals and covers together. Anyways, so congratulations on this. It is co-produced by J.D. McPherson, and you guys, J.D. obviously is exploding right now, his records always sound great. So where was this recorded?
We recorded it in Chicago. I don't know if people out there know what you're talking about, but we just put out a little 45.
Well, we played both sides of it to start off the program today, and we've been playing it in the past few weeks. I hope people
know. It's a little tease for our new album that's going to be coming out later in the year, and we worked on it with J.D. McPherson producing. And we recorded in Chicago with some folks that play in a lot of bands, the Modern Sounds and the Fat Babies, a jazz band. Anyway, so we worked on it with them.
So whose studio is this recorded at?
It's I'd like to say it was recorded in a giant, you know, soundstage, but it was in a house.
That sounds great. Yeah, Modern Sounds, great. If folks want to get this, they can go to your website, which is thecactusblossoms.com, and there's information about that there, and there's information about gigs and stuff. I'll come up. So if the whole record sounds like this, I'm in. You know, I'll
get ready for it.
Get ready, yeah.
It will sound like that because it's all recorded in the same living room.
I can't wait. So Jack and Paige, you guys, you're brothers. You have different last names. Are you half-brothers, step-brothers? What's the deal?
It's just a little mystery. Now, we got the same parents. I just changed my name, that's all.
Is that really true? I'm not sure if I believe you guys.
See? I set you up.
You did. All right, well, perhaps we'll have to get the DNA swabs out.
And we'll go on Maury Povich's show
exactly.
And figure it out.
No, we're brothers.
Separate you guys. Are you
we're
sure?
Brothers.
You're brothers, okay.
We wouldn't put up with each other if we weren't brothers.
Maybe. let's hear some a song. How about two songs? Can you manage two songs? Then we'll chat a bit more. How about that?
Sure.
What are we going to hear first here?
We're going to play a new song. It's going to be on our new record when it comes out.
Terrific.
Called Clown Collector, which I'm sure you'll figure out by the end of the song anyway.
She's a honeybee looking for nectar. She's a clown collector. She's a lover, don't need a protector. She's a clown collector. Take a look at me, man. Ought to know I could joke all night till the rooster crows. Spirit's willing, but the flesh is weak. When she hollers all aboard for a losing streak. You're an actor, she's a director. She's a clown collector. She's the movie, you're the projector. She's a clown collector. Well, she'll take the picture, put it up on the wall. Doesn't matter if you're little or tall. She's got a lot of things to say to you. And if you disagree, you'll get her talking to. She's never wrong, no one can correct her. She's a clown collector. Listen up, man, she's giving a lecture. She's a clown collector. She's an army, I'm a defector. She's a clown collector. I'm conscientious, she's an objector. She's a clown collector. To be or not, though. daughter packs for years. If Lenny opened me, she never shed any tears. History repeats all the time, time, time. It's gonna make you laugh when the clown starts crying. She's a honeybee looking for nectar. She's a clown collector. She's a lover, don't need a protector. She's a clown collector. She's a clown collector.
Oh boy, just waking up here.
Good morning. Let's do If I Can't Win, huh?
Yeah.
All right, we're going to play another new one for you here.
See the shadows over there when the dim lamplight hits your chair. These are thoughts I never say. I make them hide and go away. Overlooking what I see, in the past got the best of me. Orange curtains and pale blue walls. If I can win, I'm gonna lose it all. I talk to my cigarettes. The most they listen is 10 minutes. But I'll have another one. It's a new pack so they can run. Sometimes people walk away when they overhear what I say. It's just the same old call. If I can win, I'm gonna lose it all. Take a walk around this room and the gifts that you took too soon. Too many memories drags out the worst in me. Saw a picture book on the shelf. Was alone, so I helped myself. Send it up and watch it fall. If I can win, I'm gonna lose it all. Send it up and watch it fall. If I can win, I'm gonna lose it all.
I'm sorry there's not a bigger audience. Wow, it sounds fantastic. It's just amazing. This is the Cactus Blossoms live on the mighty WFMU. Jack and Paige are here. They're playing tonight at the Brooklyn Folk Festival at St. Anne's Church, and they've got this new 45 out, which I totally highly recommend, and which I hope we're going to hear some of those songs later in the program. You can check out thecactusblossoms.com for information about these guys. And I know you got a bunch of gigs coming up nearer to where you live, which is Minneapolis, Minnesota. A lot of gigs coming up. You guys seem to play pretty regularly. And you get some good gigs opening act, like we talked about Nick Lowe earlier. I saw you open for Charlie Daniels' band not too long ago.
We haven't done that yet. We're going to.
Oh, that's we'll going
see how, to. Yeah, that'll be in July, I think.
They played a friend of mine's college, and the friend of mine said that Charlie Daniels' band scared everyone. They had guns, and they were like,
oh, great.
They were like scary.
Wow.
Yeah, so.
What? I believe that. It's going to be interesting.
Wear your bulletproof Western shirts.
I hope you liked us then.
And we'll wear Western shirts that night.
Yeah. And so, anyways, you play a lot. Do you always play? You mentioned as a duo, but is the idea to have a band all the time?
That will happen at some point.
Yeah.
That's what we're imagining when we're playing. We're imagining a band with us.
If you could
and hoping other people are too. Yeah.
If you could pick any musicians, I mean, from all of history, who would you pick?
To play with us?
Yeah.
I'd have James Brown on the drums and who knows?
Well, that's good. Or organ,
I can't even begin to process that one.
Okay, fair enough. Let's talk about your background. I mean, did you grow up listening to your parents' choice of AM radio music, or what was going on in your house for music? I'm trying to find out how you got to this, basically.
Right. We are too.
It's a mystery?
A little bit, yeah. It is a little bit of a mystery. But we listened to all sorts of music around the house, but we did have the Beatles and the Everly Brothers, and that must have kind of got pretty deep into our subconscious because, I was into all sorts of music, and then now this is like what I do and what we do together. But
well, we got into it. Partially, actually, the folk festival we're here for has a lot to do with that, kind of how we got into playing some of this older country music or whatever, influenced by that stuff. Because we kind of both got really into old blues and folk and stuff like that years ago, and then have been modernizing since then, just, So we got into really old stuff. And now we feel like we're playing modern music in comparison to some of the stuff we were
using
into at the time.
Exactly. Yeah.
I've read that you guys, the Harry Smith box was kind of a mind blower for you guys.
Yeah, and all the guys like Charlie Patton and Blind Willie McTell and Robert Johnson and Skip James and all that blues stuff.
So when you guys were in high school, like what was the songs that were big when you were at your prom or whatever?
Weezer.
I was listening to some French electronica. I don't know much about that anymore.
So, but is it easy to ignore what was the more popular? I mean, were you ever into whatever the top 40 songs are, or
I had all that just alternative rock on the radio.
And do you think
I was in high school and stuff? I don't know,
like Weezer,
whatever was on. Yeah, yeah,
yeah. Jack, you wrote both songs on this 45. Do you write all the songs? Is there a monopoly?
No, but I have more shares.
I just write more songs.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. But there's going to be some Page songs on the new record.
There's going to be one Page one for sure.
Yeah. All right. Awesome. Tell me about writing songs. How long does it take? Like this, Stop Like Kisses, which song of the year, took a long time. It took a short time.
It just popped out.
Like an 18-year-old baby just...
Yep. Yeah, that's mostly how they are.
Yeah. In your head?
I don't know how it works. It's sometimes you come up with one line, or if a song has a line that's a question in it, and then you answer the question and you just keep going and then the song's done.
And so, Paige, he shows them to you and do you... go and
try to help
or grade or try to help. Yeah,
he improves. He's an improver.
Yeah,
yeah,
that's great. Yeah, so you bring it to him and what percent?
I help out more with just music,
arranging,
like singing along, like harmonizing with him and figuring out maybe how we could do it. But yeah, he's somehow he started writing pretty good words. I have no idea how. he's not very smart.
Yeah.
I don't know how he does it.
Is it in the genetics?
It's a miracle.
Being in a band is tough sometimes. Bands don't stay together. They just don't. Being brothers can be tough sometimes. Combining the two is like nitroglycerin or no?
Oh, it's terrible. Yeah. It's horrible, and you can't really get out of it. Ever because
your mom will,
well yeah you're gonna yeah it's just
I'll I tell
probably,
mom
I've probably said too much but
yeah
no we're actually getting along really good on the road. We've traveled a lot in the past 6 months and I think we both just broke each other down and we're totally peaceful and cool with each other now.
Yeah, we're getting used to it.
Yeah, it's. I mean, interesting dynamic for sure. I mean, Everly Brothers, I think, wanted to kill each other after a few years. Yeah. Pretty clearly,
they had. I think they had it pretty rough.
So. Yeah, I think they were also. I don't know. I'm going to say they were taking a lot of truck driver pills or something.
Yeah,
you know,
Benny's. Kinda, yeah.
Yeah. So that.
Yeah, I heard about some European tour they did when they were just blowing up, and I think it was Don Everly got so messed up, just probably, you know, too many pills and too little sleep or something like that, where he just was sick and had to go home, and Phil had to just finish the tour.
The Everly Brother.
Yeah. And I just thought, yeah, I can see how
that's heavy,
it might take a while to forgive him.
It's not like the bass player has to leave. Yeah,
right.
It's like
you can't replace him at all.
Well, you guys, I'm glad you guys have your feet on the ground a little more than that. But maybe when you blow up,
Well, that's a useful tool. You know, it's like I can leave if you want to do the show by yourself.
Can you play us a couple of more songs? What do you got for us?
Yeah, should we do your dream?
Sure.
This is the A side of
of
your record. Yeah.
All right, here it is.
You're dreaming beside me. Are you running? Are you falling? Is an old love calling your name? It's raining inside me. I'm not sleeping, I'm not walking, and you can't hear my talking when your eyes are closed. I'll be all right, it just takes some time. I can't believe that you are mine, oh mine. This pain thing has a hold on me. Feels like I'm sinking, like I've been drinking, and I can't help thinking of him holding. My brush is slipping, and the red paint's dripping to the floor. Rose petals, they're all I need. Just like picking cotton, it can make you bleed. Dreaming beside me. Are you running? Are you falling? Is an old love calling your name? You're dreaming.
Sorry, I keep going out of tune here. It's close enough for the people we hang out with.
Flat wound strings?
Yeah, flat. Semi-flat or something. Bright flats, they're called. For that jazzy sound. Should we play another one here?
Please.
Should we do the buff one?
Yeah.
One, two, three.
When the river rises o'er her bank, you better make your home in a higher place. For if you stay down by the sand, you'll be washed away to another land. And when the mountains swim in the sea, look around, you won't find me. In the end, what's done is done. If you hear it come, you won't have to run. You've got to change your ways or die. If you listen now, I'll tell you why. The buffalo is here to stay. Till a fool with a gun came and took him away. If you go too far, you can't come back. When the river changes, so does the map. You've got to change your ways or die. If you listen now, I'll tell you why. In lover's life is like a dream, sycamore trees, peaches and cream. And if I could show you what I see, you'd take a chance, run away with me. A sip of whiskey gets your toes wet. If you dive too deep, you'll get caught in a net. Love and fire burn to the core, I thought as I walked by the corner store. You've got to change your ways or die. If you listen now, I'll tell you why. You've got to change your ways or die. If you listen now, I'll tell you why.
That's just fantastic. There's a version of that on your Live at the Turf Club album. And like I said earlier, folks, you can find that over at thecactusblossoms.com. When you talked about new record, when will the whole album be available?
Before the end of the year.
Is that true?
I don't know. But
what year?
We can always change it.
Right.
We can always.
In your third?
Well.
Oh, thanks, man.
Sure.
We're almost, it's almost completely finished. There's a few final touches, and it's not mixed yet, so there's a little ways to go on it. And then if any record label wants to put it out there, give us a call. And so anyway, if a record label wants to put it out, then we'll have to put it out whenever they want us to.
Gotcha. So you're kind of...
But if no one wants it, then it'll be out really soon.
So, gotcha. That's tough. Well, I can't imagine someone's not going to jump on this. Somebody wants to be a member of your team, I'm assuming. I mean, you guys have real managers and stuff. You're really in show business. It's not like some, you know, some...
Yeah, it's not a scam.
It's not a scam, as far as we know. What do you guys do when you're not playing music? Do you have jobs?
Nope, no. When we're not playing music, we're writing emails. We're taking
about
care of all
playing
the,
music.
We're taking care of all the stuff that it takes, you know, to get us out here, for instance.
Yeah, sure. That's great. Good for you guys. What are your expectations? I mean, where do you? I suppose success on like a J.D. McPherson kind of level, is that kind of what we're looking at?
We want to be famous on Spotify, folks.
you want to be able to be one of those people that says, I got paid 2,000 million times and all we got was $53.
Right, right, right. That's the goal.
I think we'll go as far as it's fun and good.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, I don't know. I have no idea. We'll see.
Yeah, it's an impossible question to answer.
Yeah, we don't have that many expectations and we don't get let down that often.
But, I mean, clearly folks react. I think your success so far, from what I can tell, is really just from folks watching you and going, oh, wow, you know, let me help you somehow. Or, good folks that you guys are hooking up with or recording with and playing on bills with and touring with. And
100%, yeah.
It's just from seeing people in person. We haven't had a record label or a booking agent sending us all over the country. So, but we've done a lot without that so far. So we've made it around a lot, and JD McPherson, people like that have helped us out by seeing us play and inviting us to go on tour with him has been a blast, taking us all sorts of places we wouldn't have been. So,
you guys, are you neither of you married?
I'm married.
You're married? Okay, forget. do girls go nuts when they? I mean, I assume girls go nuts when they see this band.
Yeah, they must internalize it a lot. but I can see it in their eyes. You're right.
You're just back at Motel 6 with Paige watching Will Ferrell movies.
Watching Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
Oh, man, that is heartbreaking.
The women have been very gracious and respectful to us, which I'm glad for.
Hmm. Some lady at the bus stop gave us a nice compliment today. She said, because we happen to accidentally be wearing the same clothes.
Yeah.
And I've noticed a lot of people in New York wearing the same thing, so I don't feel bad as the Canadian tuxedo outfit. Some lady came up to the bus stop and said, are you twins? And then she's like, huh, you look good. I like your hair.
You look really good.
All right. Well, it's all downhill from here,
boys.
We
can make it now. Yeah.
Well, you both have denim jackets on, so that just immediately says
twins.
Yeah. To that lady, I want to say Glenn Luttman is engineering our music portion today. And Glenn and I went to the same high school. Did you guys know that?
Oh, wow. No, we did not know that.
Yeah, well, it's true.
That explains the rapport.
It really does. Yeah, we go way back. All right, so you don't do jobs. So tell me, you're married. Is your head in a different space in terms of what to write songs about?
I'm not enough of a writer that would. I've only written a few songs, and I don't. It might stop me from making songs, I suppose, being happy. That might be why I don't write very many songs. But
I'm sorry.
I'm happy, and I'm.
So that's bad song fodder.
I don't think that's a problem.
Who wants to hear about I'm Happy? Unless you're Pharrell, yeah.
Yeah. Who wants to hear a song called Happy?
Yeah, it would never be a hit. Yeah.
Right. Yeah, well, he's genius. It's not that no one wants to hear a happy song, but you just aren't as likely to write it,
Especially, you're right, especially country songs. I mean, there's, Hank Williams would have no career, with happiness,
Yeah.
Luckily he was...
People love happy songs, but when you're sad, you just... have to write, you feel like you got to express yourself more, I think, and get it out. So I think that's why there's so many sad songs.
Yeah.
Those feel good too, but yeah.
I agree. So were you guys in bands, before this that played a completely different kind of music?
No.
Never. You never had a skinny tie or,
No, no. No, I've been lucky that this has been the only band.
Absolutely amazing. The Cactus Blossoms are here. I want you to play as many more songs as you can squeeze in 9 minutes.
All right. 9 minutes. All right.
Tonight, the Brooklyn Folk Festival, Jack and Paige, the Cactus Blossoms.
Here's a stop of kisses for you.
I love it.
Stoplight kisses. What I want from you. Stoplight kisses, all I want to do. When I pull to the crosswalk and eastbound small talk, notice on my mind, I loosened up my seatbelt, mate. really heartfelt, kissing time to the don't walk sign. Stoplight kisses, telling you it's true. Stoplight kisses, you drive away my blues. The sky got dark and I got late, and I can't see straight. I'm moving slow when the light turns green. Prettiest eyes I've ever seen. No stoplight kisses, telling you it's true. Stoplight kisses, drive away my blues. Kisses, what'll give to you? Stoplight kisses, all I wanna do. When I pull into a side street, I can feel your heartbeat. You're so close to me. The rhythm of the traffic sounds like magic, and we can make a melody. Stoplight kisses, telling you it's true. Stoplight kisses, you drive away my blues. Well, stoplight kisses, you drive away my blues.
Thanks, fellas.
You want to sing one, Paige?
I wonder what one I'd do.
A little unfair, maybe?
Sure. We've been doing all our own songs. Maybe we'll do someone else's song. Here's a song called A Little Unfair. I learned it from listening to Lefty Frizzell do it. One, two, three.
You want me to love just you while you love your share. Ain't that being a little unfair? It's me stay home while you stay gone till you decide to care. Ain't that being a little unfair? Well, I can't see how it can be anything for me. What's mine is yours, but what's yours is yours. That's how you want it to be. You want me to wait for you till you decide to care. Ain't that being a little
sound like a very happy marriage on that one.
Absolutely amazing. It's the Cactus Blossoms here at the mighty WFMU. There's Rex. Guys, say hi to Rex.
Hey, Rex.
No.
Welcome aboard.
Can we get autographs later, Rex, from you? The guys want your autograph. Can you squeeze one more in, please?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah. Tonight, the Cactus Blossoms are at the Brooklyn Folk Festival at St. Anne's, and boy, it sounds good. When did you guys first think to sing together? Was it relatively recently, or as little boys?
It was like 5 years ago or four we started
playing
out together.
That's unbelievable.
Yeah.
So good. All right, what are you going to do for us?
Queen of them all?
Yeah. Yeah, we're going to do a little love song for you here.
You're the queen of them all. That's what makes it an easy fall. When you call me with your charms, you're the end of my scheme. You're my best fitting pair of jeans. Like a dream, I'm awake in your arms. And love is a wild, wild thing. Love makes me want to sing a song for you. You're a bright shining star. When I look at you from afar, there's only fire and I can't help but stare. You're the queen of them all. That's what makes it an easy fall. An easy fall when you're laying right there. And love is a wild, wild thing. Love makes me want to sing a song for you.
I said, you guys, when I saw you open for Nicolai, I said, these guys blew my mind. That's how I explained it to everybody, and you blew my mind again. Thank you guys so much. Jack and Paige, the Cactus Blossoms, thanks for coming to visit us. Go see them tonight at the Brooklyn Folk Festival and check them out over at thecactusblossoms.com. Folks, it's the mighty WFMU, Stearns, WMFU, Mount Hope, and Rock County, 91.9 FM, and online at WFMU.org. Don't touch that dial. Rex is next.